Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Senior Spotlight here on All Sports Best. I'm Trey Gonzalez, and I'm here with a very special guest. She is a Cave Girl left fielder on the softball team. Her name is Haven Burkeen. How are you doing today, Haven?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. And I got a lot of questions for you today. So are you ready for just an absolute pile of questions today?
I'm ready.
Okay. So I wanted to start off with just the fact that you're a senior, and I wanted to know kind of what this season means to you, knowing it's your last year in high school.
It being my last year, it's kind of emotional, but you just want to go out there and give it everything you have every single game.
So with that being said, I know that you say, it's very important for you. What is the team chemistry like? How are they, making it harder to want to leave? You know what I mean?
We are a very close team. Everyone gets along. Like, we're all pretty much best friends. So it's really hard to just know that it's my last time that I'm going to be out there with all of them.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so can you describe to me what your playing style is? Is it, power, speed, contact? What is it?
I would like to say power.
Okay. All right. So let's see. What would you say is your team's best attribute?
Defense.
You guys are really solid on that end of it.
Yes.
Is it pitching and defense, or is it just
our pitching, you guys, and our just the whole thing?
You guys lock it down. Mm-hmm. You guys are currently right around the number four ranking in the state, so you guys must be pretty confident playing pretty much any team. Is that kind of how it feels? What do you feel like your chances are, or how are you feeling about the state tournament when it comes up?
I think that if we played to the best of our ability and, just come together as a team, that we're more than capable of winning state.
Absolutely. Okay. Very cool. Do you have a lot of good memories about the state tournament?
We've never really won, but every time we're up there, we have a great time. We do our best and just give it all we have.
With all of the things, of course, important games coming up, I got to ask, do you have any superstitions when you go into those games?
Before every game, I make sure that I don't step on the chalk. That's just like something I've always been it's been a big thing for me.
So nothing like, hey, I got to put my left sock on before my right, or?
I always make sure I wear the same sliders, the same socks.
And those haven't been washed all year, right?
they're washed.
Okay, so do you have a pregame routine? Anything like as far as maybe even the team does, stretching or getting warmed up?
We always do the same things before, like the same stretches and everything. But me and the center fielder, Gabby Aragon, we always do our handshake before every game.
And could you kind of maybe describe that handshake?
It's really long.
Are there dance moves involved? Anything
There's
like that?
Jumping, foot kicking, I don't know. Okay. It's everywhere.
A little kid in play in there?
Yeah.
Very cool. How long have you played softball?
Since I was about five, I think.
Who got you started?
My parents.
Okay. And what made you really want to stick around? What's your favorite part of the game?
Just winning. Winning is everything.
Absolutely. Okay. Awesome. Do you have a favorite memory?
I think my favorite memory would have to be in the state tournament 2 years ago when we played Hobbs, and that year we were always struggled beating Hobbs, and we finally beat them in the state tournament.
Okay, so you just, it felt like a relief almost, yeah. an exhale. Very cool. Do you watch college softball?
I do.
And do you have a favorite team that you like to watch the most?
The Florida Gators.
Okay, and why is that?
I've just always grown up. My parents have always loved watching them, and so I've always just grown up.
Do you have a favorite player that maybe you try to model yourself after?
Not really. I kind of just, I'm with all of them.
Very cool. All right. So if you could visit one place to watch softball, it would be the University of Florida.
Yes.
Okay. And do you know about the place there or not really?
I don't.
Okay. That's cool. That's fine. What has the fan support been like this year?
It's pretty good. We always have our parents, our certain supporters are always there.
Yeah. So you guys have a very strong base.
Yes.
What would you say about how your coaching staff has helped you develop over the years?
I think the coaching staff is awesome. They're always there. Anything you have, they're there to help. Any questions, they always make sure that if there's a problem, they're right there to help you fix it.
So you just, you're going to go ahead and just say the right answer right there, right? I'm just kidding. Okay. So, do you have any plans for prom? You're a senior, right? So
yes. I'm just going with all of my friends.
So no big plans for the night, or you guys have it already planned out?
No, we don't have anything planned, actually. I know that we're just going to go to dinner and everything before, but other than that.
All right. Well, we know that prom means it's starting to kind of wrap up your senior year. After graduation, what are your plans?
I plan on going to Dallas and going to the Aveda Institute.
And what do you want to focus on there?
Hair.
Why is it Dallas? Were there other options, or you just thought that's the best place?
It was Dallas or Austin, and I have family that lives in Dallas, so it's kind of pulled me more towards Dallas.
Do you have any teams there? Like, are you a Cowboys fan or something?
I am not a Cowboys
no,
fan.
No, okay. So you might actually be bothered by.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. What's new? What are some of the things that you've been able to maybe develop over the years that you're most proud of this year? Anything in softball, maybe hitting, defense, anything like that?
Defensive wise, we've kind of worked on new plays defensive wise, working on diving, stuff like that. It's gotten better.
So are those the funnest days at practice? You guys get to dive and stuff like that? Do you guys use the slip and slide or anything like that?
We haven't this year, but we usually do.
Any events that you guys were able to do this year to maybe raise funds or just kind of go and have fun?
We did an enchilada dinner, and that was the only thing that we've done.
Okay, very cool. All right, so this is a part of the show that I really love to do because it's a lot of fun, and I don't know, I think it's really cool. So what it's called is it's called Rapid Fire, and I'm going to ask you questions. I'm just going to kind of shoot them your way, and you're just going to kind of hit me back with the answers. And are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, so number one, your favorite kind of food?
Spaghetti.
Favorite Netflix series?
Vampire Diaries.
Favorite movie?
Sandlot.
Favorite Kaleidoscoops flavor?
It was trash can.
Okay, so you don't have one currently? You're kind of a free agent?
I guess Bunny Tracks would be second.
Okay, what cleats are you rocking?
Mizuno.
Okay, socks up or down in softball?
Up.
And let's see. Favorite candy?
Carmelo's.
Hidden talent?
I don't think I have one.
You don't have a hidden talent?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You're being modest.
No, I like to say I'm a good singer, but most people disagree.
Okay, most people disagree. Your favorite, let's see, your role model. Sorry.
My mom.
Okay. Favorite childhood memory?
All the softball tournaments.
Okay. And what team did you play on growing up?
I played on Tsunami.
Awesome. Favorite number?
5.
Favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite, I guess, the thing you're looking forward to the most in prom?
Just having fun and dancing.
The car you're driving now?
A Honda.
Car you want to drive?
A Lamborghini.
Awesome. Okay. Very good. Well, that concludes Rapid Fire there. I appreciate you participating in that. Let's see. I wanted to kind of ask you before we kind of get into a couple of things that I actually find very important, which is words of advice for young kids. I wanted to ask you how hard you have worked at softball and kind of the things that have helped you to develop and improve.
I think just working on being better every single day helps a lot. Practicing every single day, you can only get better.
Okay, very cool. And so now I'm going to ask you, what kind of words of advice would you give to a young athlete maybe that is thinking about, man, it's tough, it's hard to go through mentally? How would you, kind of console them saying, hey, it's going to be okay?
I would just say never really give up. Like, I know it gets tough, but in the end, it's all worth it.
Awesome. Do you have any shout outs that you'd like to give, maybe friends, family? No?
No, I don't think so.
Very cool. Well, that's perfectly fine. No worries there. Thank you, Haven, for being on. I want to wish you and the rest of your team the very best of luck the rest of this season, and hopefully you guys are able to go and grab yourselves a ring from the state championship.
Thank you.